我们今天要读以弗所书。
Today I'd like to read with you the book of Ephesians.
第一章三到六节。
Let's read chapter 1, verses 3 to 6.
第一章
三
到六节。
Of Ephesians, chapter 1.
翻到了，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together. Praise to be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will. To the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
好，九节到十二节。
Verses 9 to 12.And he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. Verses 13 and 14. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance till the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory.
好，我们把一章读完，从十七节读到二十三节。
Now chapter 1 verse 17 to 23. Let's finish this chapter from verse 17. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.In order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. The power is like the working of his might, mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ, which he raised.Him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the age to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church.Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
好，以弗所书是圣经中间最高的启示。
And the book of Revelation has the highest level of revelation in the entire Bible.
以弗所书就是保罗所领受的职事。
And this is the ministry that Paul received from God.
以弗所书特别讲到基督和教会的启示。
And this book specifically revealed the revelation of God.Christ and his church.
我们读完整本以弗所书，
When you finish this entire book,
就真的明白教会是什么。
And you can really understand the meaning of church.
教会不是一个组织。
Church is not an organization.
教会不是外面的一个建筑。
Or an external building.
教会在以弗所书这个极大的启示。
Yet church is a great revelation according to the book of Ephesians.
第一章说教会是基督的身体。
In chapter 1 we just read, says church is the body of Christ.
第二章
Second chapter,
说教会是神的居所。
It talks about church is God's abode.
第三章说教会是基督的奥秘。
Talk about church is the mystery of Christ.
第四章说教会是个新人。
Chapter 4 talk about church is that new man.
第五章是教会是心腹。
And chapter 5 says church is his bride.
第六章是教会是个战士。
And chapter 6 talk about church is his warrior.
今天我只能讲第一章。
And today I only have time to go through chapter 1.
教会是基督的身体。
That church is the body of Christ.
在第一章一大段呢。
And there's a great passage here.
在讲到基督是教会，教会是基督身体以前。
And right before it leads to the conclusion that church is the body of Christ.
保罗先说到我们所梦到的浩大的救恩。
He Paul talked first about the great salvation we have.
保罗讲的是有思路非常清楚啊。
And then Paul speaks with great logic.
他把我们和三一神中间的经历来讲。
And he talk about from the perspective of the three folds of relationship with God.
父神的经历。
Our relationship or our experience with the Father God.
子神的经历。
Or our, and our experience with the Son God.
圣灵的经历。
And the experience with the Holy Spirit.
完全不同的三种经历。
These are three folds of experiences.
父神的经历讲了三件事。
And then for the relationship or the experience with the Father God, there are three things.
第一神在创世以前拣选了我们。
First of all, it talked about God has chosen us in Christ.
第二件事要我们成为圣洁无瑕疵。
Secondly, we are made holy and blameless.
第三件事，我们得了儿子的名分。
Thirdly, we are predestined to be adopted as his son.
清楚吧？
Do you understand these three things in our experience with the Father God?
年轻弟兄们听过一遍都应该会都背了。
And for young people, you can memorize these things really easily.
第一件事，创世间拣选了我们。
First,Father God has chosen us before the creation of time.
第二件事，使我们圣洁无瑕疵。
Secondly, when after He chose us, He made us holy and blameless.
第三件事，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
Thirdly, then He gave us the sonship.
保罗就把赞美归给神。
Therefore, Paul praised Father God for that.
使他荣耀的恩典可以得到称赞。
So that He may receive the glory for the riches of His glory.
接着他讲和神的儿子的经历。
Then He talked about our experience with the Son God.
也讲了三件事。
Also, there are three things.
第一件事，用宝血救赎了我们。
First of all, that He has redeemed us with His own blood.
第二件事，这位基督太伟大了。
Secondly, this Christ is just enormously great.
神要叫万有在基督里同归于义。
Yet God will bring all things under Him.
而第三件事。
And the third thing about the Son.
我们在基督里得了产业。
That we receive inheritance through Christ.
听说。
Do you understand these three things? In our experience with the Son God.
接着讲是圣灵的经历。
Then Paul talked about our experience with the Holy Spirit.
也讲了三件事。
Again, there are three more things.
第一。圣灵的印记
that we are marked with him with a seal.
圣灵在我们身上做印记
so Holy Spirit mark us with a seal.
第二件事
secondly,
圣灵做抵押
he is the deposit like a collateral from God.
明白抵押吧
do you understand the meaning of deposit?
第三件事
the third point,
圣灵中文翻作值翻作圣灵做样品
Holy Spirit is that sample.Of God's promise.
记得了没有
Do we understand these things?
我跟你们再重复一遍哈。
Try to memorize them. I will repeat it again for you.
把今晚来的弟兄姊妹们都能够得到以弗所第一章了哈。
So that at least you can grasp the major points in chapter 1 of Ephesians.
说我们和父子圣灵中间的关系和经历。
Chapter 1 talks about there are three kinds of relationship with Father God, Son God, and the Holy Spirit.
第一件事对父神的经历。
And in the experience with the Father God, there are three points.
对，三个点。第一是在创世以前拣选了我们。
The first point with the Father God is that He has chosen us before the creation of time.
第二件事叫我们圣洁无瑕疵。
Secondly, He made us holy and blameless.
第三件事。
The third thing is,
是我们得到儿子的名分。
He has given us the sonship.
然后是我们和神儿子的关系。
Then second fold is our relationship with the Son God.
第一件事，他用他的宝血救赎了我们。
First, the Son redeemed us with His own blood.
第二件事，这位基督叫万有都在他里面同归于一。
Secondly, the Son has bring everything under Him as one.
第三件事，我们在他里面得了产业。
Third thing, that through Son we receive eternal inheritance.
然后耶稣把赞美归给主。
And again, Paul, at this point, he offered praises to God.
然后他说第三件事。
And the third fold of relationship.
我们和圣灵中间的经历。
It's the experience with the Holy Spirit.
也说了三件事。
Also, there are three points.
第一，圣灵在我们身上做印记。
First, the Holy Spirit marks us with a seal.
第二，圣灵在我们里面是抵押品。
Secondly, the indwelling Holy Spirit is like a deposit from God.
第三件事，
Thirdly,
圣灵做样品。
Holy Spirit is a sample of the things to come.
大家记得没有？
Do we get it?
应该年老年轻都记得了。
It's not too hard to remember, right?
但我讲完了，你们一定记得了。
So I believe at the end of this meeting, you should remember
all these nine points. 我们和父神中间的关系和经历。
The first fold is our experience with the Father God.
在创世以前拣选了我们。
Before the foundation of time.
是神儿女的身份很珍贵啊。
So you know how honorable we are before the creation of the world. He has chosen us.
我们神的儿女啊。
We children of God.
不该骄傲的地方很骄傲。
We are prideful in the areas that we should not be prideful.
该骄傲的时候不骄傲。
But we are not proud of things that we should be proud of.
在我们属灵的身份来说。
From the point of our spiritual position.
我们都要很骄傲啊。
We should be very proud.
我们和主发生关系在什么时候啊
When do we start having relationship with God?
在哪一年
Which year?
我们听了福音。
The year that when you heard about gospel,
我们得救了
the year that you were saved,
但你也没想错啊。
Well, in a way, yes, it's correct.
但在主那边来说
that's from our perspective.
我们和神发生关系
but from God's side, when did we start a relationship?
太早太早了
it's way, way, way before.
早到什么时候啊
how way before?
早到整个人类还没有了
it's before the creation of man.
怎么整个万有还没有了
Before the creation of all the creation.
神在创造人类创造万有之先
Before the creation of the world.
在基督里拣选了我们
He has chosen us in Christ.
讲到拣选呢
And that's his choice.
那是个完全的恩典
When we talk about choice, it's completely a grace.
我有什么好啊主要拣选我啊
Have we done that worthy of his choosing?
比起我四位不信主的人来
Compared with people around me,
我比他们有什么长处啊
I don't think I'm better than the most of them.
为什么主要拣选我啊
What do I have that's worthy of his choosing?
主拣选我
The Lord has chosen me.
百分之百的恩典
It's 100% grace.
所以你们要知道这件事情我常常为了主拣选我惊讶
I always am amazed at the fact that God actually chose me
越过越觉得我是个真的不值的罪人
The longer I live, longer I feel I'm not worthy of him
主为什么拣选了我
So why did God choose me?
我在上海蒙恩的
I was saved when I was in Shanghai many years ago
上海的人口很大多的都市
you know, The population in Shanghai was great
人最多条路叫做南京路
And there is this major avenue called Nanjing Road
南京路走路啊
When you walk on that road
人挤的时候不需要走了
You know when it's crowded You don't even have to use much strength to walk
前面后面的人推着你走的
Because you're surrounded by crowd And they just push you forward
有点我坐在南京路上走路、啊、
I remember one day when I was walking on that road
看见四围这么多的人、啊、
I look around people that surround me
我都在里面有个感觉
I had thisFeeling inside.
在这么多的人当中
Among these millions of people around,
有几个是蒙恩得救的
How many of them were saved?
可能一个都没有
Maybe none.
就是我一个人得救了
I may be the only one who saved on this world right now.
为什么主救了我这个人
And why did God do that?
我站在那里
I stood there.
我就是流泪感恩了
With tears, I gave him thanks.
这么大的恩典
What a great grace that
came on me. 你在这么多人中间拣选
Among millions of people, you have chosen me.
救了我
You have saved me.
使我成为神的儿女
Now you have called me your child.
这恩典多大
What a great grace that is.
你想得过没有
Have you ever thought about that?
我们这样骄傲主给我们的恩典呢
We are proud and very honored of having such kind of grace.
神儿女的身份非常尊贵
We are so honorable to be his child.
哪是地上的总统君王能比的、啊、
And even the highest position on earth like president cannot be compared with this position as a child of God.
这话真的是美国讲的哈
I say that now in this country. Because here we have the freedom of speech. When I go to another dictatorship country like China, I have to be careful. But here I can tell you that there is no one on earth can have the position that you and I have. Because we are called the children of God. Even the most mighty angel cannot compare to what we have. You know how powerful an angel is? And the angel can kill over 38,000 people in one night easily. And those mighty angels, they envy us. Do you know that? Which angel can claim that he is a child of God? They can't. And they are not either. We are called the children of God because we have this life of the God. Yet angels do not have the life of God. Lord Jesus gave us His life.
弟兄姊妹，我们神的儿女这句话要不要骄傲？
So should we be proud of that?
世界上的人有什么看不起我们、对不起我们的地方？
When people in this world despise us or look down on us,
我们要不要在乎啊？
Do we need to care?
我们真不在乎啊！
We don't care.
我们是神的儿女啊！
Because we are the children of God.
我到中国大陆去啊！
When I went to mainland China,
有个地方真的受苦啊！
I went to a place that suffered a lot.
有些人压迫他们。
Because they were persecuted.
啊，真是刑罚他们。
Because of their faith.
哎呀，有一个弟兄实在受不了。
And there was one Christian brother, he really couldn't endure that. And every time when he mentioned those people who persecuted him, he really was angry.
我说弟兄啊,
I said, dear brother,
不要这样对他们有仇视,
and don't hate them.
你比他们尊贵多了,
because you are much more honorable.
他们都是下地狱的人啊,
they are heading toward hell.
值得和他们计较吗?
So why should we be mindful of them?
你是神的儿女啊,
remember, you are a child of God.
太尊贵了,
you are too honorable.
弟兄姊妹, 要不要觉得我们尊贵?
So brothers and sisters, do we feel honorable that as a child of God?
在创世以前拣选了我,
before the creation of the world, God has chosen us.
最大的恩典,
that is the greatest grace.
然后他来讲第二个经历,
and the second experience we have,
使我们成为圣洁无瑕疵,
is that we are made holy and blameless.
我们是最污秽的罪人,
we are filthy sinners.
我们生来问题多了,
we have all kinds of issues, don't we?
叫我们圣洁无瑕疵,
but he has made us holy and without blemish.
Holy这个字啊，在圣经里不用在人身上。
You know, the word holy usually does not apply to human beings.
是用在神身上的。
It's applicable to God only.
这里也用在我们身上的。
But here, Bible used this word on us.
我们是有什么holy的地方呀？
So what are we? Where do we have holiness on us?
这是因为主把他自己给了我们。
It's all because God has given Himself to us.
主在我们里面,
He lives inside of us.
主在里面绝对尊贵,
He's absolutely honorable and holy.
而他成为我们的生命,
He has become our life.
所以神看我们圣洁,
so when God sees us, He considers us holy.
没有瑕疵,
and blameless.
这个瑕疵这个字啊,
the word blameless,
有两个地方来讲的,
and has two meanings.
瑕就是 中国人说拿一块宝玉,
well, it's kind of hard. In Chinese, this term has two words. It has two meanings. For example, the first word, when you look at a precious stone,
jade,
a jade,
那个会非常好的玉,
and it's a very high quality jade.
那个玉的价值就在于一点斑点都没有。
You know, the value of a good jade is determined by whether there's any flaws.
有一点斑点，这个玉的价值就不行了。
If it has any spot or flaws, its value, it loses its value.
然后他用羊来做比方。
Now, also, for example, a sheep.
羊的身上毛全白的。
You know, a sheep is completely white, usually.
找不到一根不同颜色的毛。
But if you cannot find a single hair on the sheep that is not white,
若是找到一个有不同颜色的毛,
if you are able to find a single hair on the sheep that's not white,
这只羊就不能做祭物献给神了,
then that sheep cannot be offered up as a sacrifice to God.
那我们这个有没有杂毛啊
？Now look at ourselves. Do we have problems?
杂毛多得很，对不对
？We have issues like a sheep have other color hairs.
斑点多得很。
We have all kinds of spots.
而神要我们教会到一个地步。
But God wants to change His church
圣洁无瑕疵
to the point it's holy and blameless.
圣洁像主那样的圣洁
as holy as Jesus.
瑕疵像主那样的无瑕疵
and as spotless as the Lord Jesus.
是这个定位大吧
Isn't this a great thing for us?
当你托生弟兄
Brother Watchman Nee.
在我离开上海之后了啊
that happened after I left Shanghai.
教会这个大逼迫大困难
We all knew Christian church were greatly persecuted.
他写了本书
Brother Watchman wrote this book.
就是圣洁无瑕疵
titled Holy and Blameless.
哦这本书发挥的力量太大了
And his book has impacted so many people with great power.
弟兄姊妹在逼迫当中啊
Especially at that time when people were greatly persecuted.
里头呢我们圣洁无瑕疵
His book greatly encouraged our brothers and sisters that remember that we are holy and blameless.
我们不能妥协
So do not compromise. Do not yield.
这也是我们不能做不能听命
We cannot yield to the government authority to deny the name of the Lord.
为了这个时候的逼迫痛苦太大了。
And for that sake, many Christians were persecuted greatly.
但这本书的发挥的力量太大了。
Yet the book he wrote greatly encouraged many Christians.
圣洁无瑕疵。
Remember, we're holy and without blame.
我们不向着任何的权势低头。
Therefore, we will not yield to any evil authority.
发挥了不起的价值。
And that book had impact greatly.
但主的话有更大的价值，对不对？
And the word of God has even greater impact on us.
要真要把我们做的圣洁无瑕疵。
Because He intends to make us holy and without blemish.
当耶稣来的时候。
So when Jesus comes back,
教会在荣耀里出现了。
The church will appear in glory.
教会成为基督的心腹。
And you will see church as His bride.
到那个时候，真是圣洁无瑕疵。
And you will see for sure His church is holy and blameless.
今天主在工作的时候。
And today we're still in the process of to be made holy and blameless.
每一天要做工在我们身上。
Every day God is working on us.
要把我们做的圣洁无瑕疵。
He intends to make us holy and blameless.
这是第二件事。
This is the second thing the Father God wants to do.
好，再来第三件事。
The third thing Father God wants to do.
叫我们得到儿子的名分。
Is to predestine us to be adopted as His sons.
这句话讲得太大了，知道吧？
And this is such a great statement.
儿子的名分
The sonship
跟儿子不一样哈
is different from the son.
儿子的名分他一定是个儿子
And to having the sonship means you're definitely you're a son.
儿子不一定有儿子的名分
But it doesn't guarantee that a son has the sonship.
Sparks 有本书叫做儿子名分
And Brother Sparks wrote this book titled The Sonship.
你们懂得英文的人就要去看看那个英文这本书
And those who can read English, you should read that book.
啊，这本书也有中文的
I believe there's Chinese translation too.
叫做儿子名分
And the sonship.
我们在神面前有儿子的名分
That we are adopted as his sons.
儿子名分就题目很大
And this is a great topic to
talk about. 讲到中的一个点吧
Let me just mention one minor point.
儿子名分是个后词
The sonship entitles us to the inheritance, to be his offspring.
这个后词什么意思啊
What does offspring mean?
儿子是生命的关系
Son tells about the relationship of life.
后世是承受产业的问题。
Offsprings or descendants entitle us to inheritance.
只有承受产业的人叫做后世。
Only offsprings can have inheritance.
罗马书不但说既为儿子就成为后子。
And Romans chapter 8 talk about once we're made sons, we're entitled to his inheritance.
和基督同样同成为后嗣。
We are co-heir with Christ.
原文说和基督连在一起成后嗣。
We are co-heirs with Christ once we are made to be his son.
基督是后嗣。
Because Jesus legally is the heir.
承受神的一切产业。
Who receives all the inheritance from God.
神的产业没有一件不是基督的。
Everything God has belongs to Jesus Christ.
现在这里说到教会的命运了。
But now, here talk about the faith of church.
基督怎样承受产业？
How Christ receives God's inheritance.
教会也照样承受产业。
In the same way, church now is entitled to those inheritance as co-heir.
基督承受多少？
How much Christ is entitled to?
教会也承受多少
In the same way, the church is entitled to.
我们丰富吧
Don't we have a lot?
丰富吧
Don't you think that's abundant?
神的儿女把自己看作那么贫穷啊
Many times children of God regard themselves poor.
那是丢主的脸了
And that really is an insult to God.
但是我们俩在地上哪都不觉得贫穷啊
But a lot of times we feel that we don't have a lot.
有时我带一个台湾的弟兄一起坐飞机到美国来
One day I remember I was on the airplane with a Christian from Taiwan.
他到了台洛杉矶的高空啊
While we're about to land, we were flying above the greater Los Angeles area.
他第一次看见这么大的都市啊
And that was his first time visiting LA.
啊，这么多的房子啊
So, wow, what a great city with so many houses.
他就非常拼命看了
And he just tries his strength and look through what's under the plan.
用力看的
He tries very best to look,
看到后来
他
叹口气
And after a while, he sighed.
他说这么多的房子有三床是我的就好了
Oh, there are so many houses down there I wish I had three houses down there
我说完了你这个弟兄啊
I said, I think you're done
你到了美国来到洛杉矶第一关就胜不过了
You have failed to overcome the first challenge
这么多的房子
coming to Los Angeles You want some houses
这么多房子可惜一床也不是你的
There are many houses Unfortunately, none of them is yours
你怎么不想到主给我多少
Why don't you think about how much we receive from the Lord?
我们所承受的
What we have inherited
气死洛杉矶的房子可以比的
It's not something Los Angeles can compare to
我们承受的太丰富了
We have received so much
肉身的眼睛看不见
Yeah, it's not something our naked eyes can see
有一天我们眼睛被开启了
Until one day our inner eyes are open
看见基督里我们承受这么荣耀的产业
To understand the inheritance Since we receive through Christ, then we should just regard him as our honor. Because we shall receive all things as our inheritance. And this is just one of the many meanings as his son, entitled to sonship. In the entire universe, our position is called the child, the son of God.
我们是不是神的儿女
Are we a child of God?
是不是
Are we?
是不是
Are we a child of God?
不大肯定的
It seems like we weren't sure.
没声音的人回答
Are we a child of God?
是不是神的儿女约翰福音第一章
John chapter 1
十二节
Verse 12 says
第二章看啊神给我们何等的权柄
John says, Behold, what a privilege God has given to us.
叫我们成为神的儿女。
That we can be called children of God.
约翰一书第三章。
And in 1 John chapter 3 it says,
第一节。
Verse 1 says,
看到神给我们何等的慈爱。
And behold, what a loving kindness that Father God has given to us.
使我们成为神的儿女。
That we shall be called children of God.
神的最大权柄
And that is the greatest privilege
是我们成为神的儿女
That we are now a child of God
神最大慈爱
And that is greatest loving kindness from God
说我们成为我们神的人的儿女
That he calls us his child
所以我们成为神的儿女太大的事
So knowing that to become a child of God it is a great thing
好第一段我们和父神中间的关系哈
So this is the first fold the relationship with God
三件事
These are three things, remember?
拣选了我们
That he has chosen us.
使我们圣洁无瑕疵
And he made us holy and blameless.
使我们有儿子的名分
And he has given us the sonship.
保罗就赞美神了
And when Paul talked about to this point, he cannot help but praise Father God.
到了第二段和我们生儿子的关系了
And then the second thought is our experience or relationship with the Son God. First thing,
用爱子的血得蒙救赎
that we have redemption through the blood of beloved son.
以弗所是保罗讲的都是最大的事
You know, Paul in this book talk nothing but big things.
用爱子的血得蒙救赎
And then by the blood of the beloved son, we are redeemed.
圣经里主耶稣常常用爱子这个字。
And Bible likes to use the term, the beloved son.
主耶稣为什么称为爱子啊?
Why is Jesus called the beloved son?
你要读圣经啊。
We need to read the Bible.
而主用爱子这个名字的时候。
And whenever this term is used.
都是在主要定规自己去为我们死要为我们舍命。
It's all happening at the point when Jesus was about to deny himself or give his life for us.
如果这件事有关的时候,
whatever is concerning his death,
神的儿子成为爱子,
God or Bible will refer him as my beloved son.
神最心爱的儿子,
at that point, God cannot help but call him my beloved son.
最顺命的儿子,
the most obedient son.
为着神舍掉生命的儿子,
who is willing to give his life for God's sake.
主舍了他的生命。
Jesus gave his life for us.
我们得着了。
So that we can have it.
爱子的血。
Through the blood.
也是血的重要。
Do you understand the importance of the blood?
宝血这个词我们神儿女用惯了。
We use the term precious blood all the time.
用得太习惯了我们不知道血有多重要多宝贵。
To the point we may have taken it for granted not appreciating its true value.
宝血洗我们的罪，对不对
？The precious blood cleanses, right?
宝血救赎了我们。
The precious blood cleanses and redeems us.
那我们问问题，为什么宝血会洗我们
？My question for you is, why would the precious blood cleanse us?
为什么宝血能够救赎我们
？Why can His precious blood redeem us?
我一些圣经我们印了没有读。
We have another verse we printed out, but we haven't read it.
利未记十七章十一节。
That's in the book of Leviticus.
他的活物的魂在血中。
Verse 11, it talks about for the life of a creature is in the blood.
这个 life 应该翻作 soul, 一个活物的魂。
And a better way to describe the word life is soul. The soul life of a creature is in the blood.
我讲这一个血赐给你们。
That I have given it to you.
因为血中有魂。
Because there's soul life in the blood.
所以能为你们赎罪。
Therefore, it can be an atonement.For your sin.
这件圣经太宝贵。
And this is very precious.
讲到血的最基本的意义。
And the meaning of blood.
血代表我们的魂。
Is that the blood represents our soul life.
耶稣基督在十字架最后流血了。
So when Jesus shed his blood on the cross.
他流尽他的血。
He bled all the way to the end.
在以赛亚五十三章啊。
In Isaiah 53,
是讲到主最详细的一段圣经了。
It detailedly described the Lord's crucifixion.
他末了说，降魂舍去。
That he gave his soul life away.
以至于死。
To the point of death.
我们在实际上是看见宝血流尽了，才到死了，对不对
？And for us, you look at the crucifixion, you felt that Jesus died because after he bled every drop of his blood.
流血意义就是主舍了他的魂了。
And the fact that he bled to death means he gave his soul life.
主的血是主的魂。
And therefore, when you think about the blood of Christ, think about the soul life of the Lord.
所以才有这么大的价值啊。
That's why it is so much value to it.
宝血才有这么大的能力啊。
That is why there's such a power in his blood.
鬼魔就不看并不敢碰主的血。
And the devil dare not to touch the blood of the Lord.
一个去碰鬼魔的人呢，赶鬼的人呢。
And those who try to cast out demons.
他一定要认识主的宝血。
They need to know and understand the meaning of the Lord's blood.
我们在这个得胜地位。
We are standing at a victorious position.
主的血就主的魂啊。
And we have to know the blood of the Lord is the soul life of the Lord.
鬼魔不敢碰主的魂。
And that is something devil dares not to touch.
而这一个血。救赎了我们。
And that precious blood has redeemed us.
就是要主用他的魂来救赎了我们。
Which means Jesus used his soul life to redeem us.
在伊甸园犯罪的时候。
When Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden.
神的魂堕落了。
His soul life fell.
看这食物好看的果子。
Remember how Eve was tempted? Look, behold the fruit.
看这果子好吃
，and it's edible, it's delicious.
吃了之后能够像神
，it's good looking, it's delicious, and once you eat it, you will be as smart as God.
整个魂发动了
yeah, ，so her soul was completely activated and tempted.
就接受仇敌到魂里面来了
，and she accepted devil's trick into her soul life.
所以人堕落是魂堕落了。
Therefore, when we say Adam fell or a man fell, it's his soul life that fell.
身体跟着魂。
And then his physical body followed the instruction of the soul.
所以主来我们成功救赎了。
So when Jesus came to redeem us,
他舍了他的魂。
He had to give up his soul life.
用魂来赎魂。
And with his own soul life to redeem our fallen soul life.
我们梦了救赎宝贵吗？
So isn't it precious that we are redeemed?
以爱子的血梦了救赎。
We have the redemption of sin through the blood of
Christ. 过犯得以赦免。
And the forgiveness of sin.
过犯和罪不一样。
Sins are different from guilt.
过犯什么意思啊？
What does sins mean?
越过了而去犯了。越过一件事。啊。越超越过。
Oh, overcome something.
像我们走路一样的。
For example, when we are walking.
我看见一块草地。
I see a green pasture.
我走过去了。
I will step on it.
我走完了。
I walk on it and I finish the walk.
那里有个牌子。
And at the end of my walk, I noticed there's a sign.
不可以走这块草地。
Please do not walk on the grass.
但我就走过来了。
But it was too late. I already walked on the grass.
这就过犯，听懂吗？
So that's like transgression.
你很难说这是个罪。
You cannot say I committed a sin or that was sin.
越过了一件事而犯规了。
Means I went over something and I made a mistake. Transgression.
我们的过犯太多太多了。
And we have many transgressions.
一天12个小时活着。太多的过犯了。
We're awake about 12 hours a day and we made so many mistakes.
主的宝血。
The blood of the Lord.
不仅赦免我们的罪。
Not only will forgive us of our sin.
连我们最小的过犯都赦免了。
But even the most minor transgression, he will have forgiven. So that's why his redemption is complete.
完全的赦免。
A complete forgiveness of sins.
明白这件事情吗？
Do you understand?
爱子的血这么救赎。
And we have the redemption of,
过犯得以赦免。
Through the blood of the Christ and the forgiveness of sins.
回来说这位耶稣基督了。
Now let's talk about Jesus Christ.
这第二点了。
The second thing.
这位基督有多伟大啊？
How great is our Christ?
神叫天上地上一切所有的。
That God has bring under him all things in heaven and on earth.
都在基督里面同归于一。
That God has brought all things in heaven and on earth together under one head.
将来主再来的时候嘛出现了。
This will be actualized when Jesus returns one day.
新造世界。
In the new creation.
一切所有都在主里面同归于一。
Everything will be brought under him as one.
今天我们先看见了。
And we just foresee that coming.
所以我们能运用这件事。
Therefore, we are able to enjoy this.
我们有很有名的诗歌。
There's a famous hymn.
教导我们怎么祷告。
The hymn teaches how to sing.
他头一句话。
How to pray. The first lyric.
学至万有都是我们。
That we know for sure all creation belongs to us.
应用祷告权柄。
And through the power and authority in the prayer.
我真喜欢这句话。
I love that lyrics.
学习之道万有都是我们的。
Through the power and authority in the prayer that we can learn and then experience that all creations are ours.
我们的祷告权柄就在这个上面。
That's why we have authority in when we pray.
一切都是我们的。
Because we know For a fact that everything will be ours.
这是保罗说神儿子第二个点。
And this is the second point in our relationship with God.
第三个点，我们在他里面得了产业。
The third point is that in Christ we receive inheritance.
明白不明白？我们是有产业的人啊。
Do you realize that you have inheritance?
中国人特别讲究产业了。
And Chinese think highly of inheritance.
到了美国人们先去买块地，买个房子啊。
For example, we came to this country, we bought a piece of land upon which there's a house.
有个地，有个房子嘛，心里安定了。
Once you have a piece of real estate, you feel settled.
这有中国人特别注意产业嘛。
That's just very typical of Chinese.
但是我们属灵的产业有没有啊？
But do we have spiritual property?
很少的人注意属灵产业的。
Very few people pay attention to the spiritual inheritance
property. 我们在属灵的世上。
And in the spiritual realm,
在地上要做有产业的人。
And we need to learn to be someone who has spiritual properties.
我的产业嘛, 有多有少, 对不对?
Well, property can be a lot or can be a little.
我们一生要争取在基督里的产业。
Yet all our lives, we need to achieve as much as possible spiritual properties.
一生的年日,
all the days of our lives.
就要得着基督做我的产业,
we need to gain Christ as our property.
一直经历基督,
we need to experience Christ constantly. We need to gain and obtain Christ as our inheritance. Then we can be a spiritually abundant person. A person who has spiritual inheritance or properties. I often like to say this. If you don't have that in this life, you won't have anything in eternity. Whatever you will have in eternity is something you brought from this life. That's why we need to pursue the Lord in this life. The meaning or the value of our life is to obtain Christ as our property in this life. Otherwise, there's no value in our life on earth. And the value of our life on earth is determined by how much we have Christ. That's why let's pursue the Lord together. Let's pursue the Lord together. We need to obtain Christ as my spiritual possession. And that is our relationship with Christ. And the third fold is our experience or our relationship with the Holy Spirit. And I will just finish this now. And there are 3 points in our relationship with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵和主不一样。
Holy Spirit is different from the Lord himself.
我前几天TV看TV。
And I watched TV a few days ago.
那个主播去visit一个基督教里很有名的传道人。
And the host interviewed somebody who was very famous in the Christian world. A famous Christian minister.
我认得他了,
I know.
我们有过长的谈话,
we had a long conversation one time.
很有名啊,
he is very famous.
那个主播不信主啊,
and the host of the show was not a Christian.
他问得很聪明,
but he asked a good question.
他说你们基督教啊,
he said, you know, you're Christianity.
父和子我知道一点,
I understand a little bit about the relationship between Father, Son, and the Son God.
四是父和,
Father God and Son God.
父是父和子的,
一点都不知道了。但他知道一点。 Actually, he felt that he knew something, but I know he doesn't know because he's not even Christian.
圣灵很难认识。
He said, but then it's hard to understand the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是谁啊?
Who is the Holy Spirit?
你讲讲圣灵呢?
Tell me.
那个传道人, 那个有名传道人讲圣灵了。
So that when he interviewed that famous Christian leader, he said,
这一段节目啊, 有200万中国人在看啊。
And that's a show watched by over 2 million Chinese.
我替他记死了。
I was very worried for him.
他讲半天讲不出个圣灵来了。
Because he tried to explain, but it was hard.
我被圣灵充满了。
To be filled by the Holy Spirit.
听圣灵行事。
To follow in accordance with the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
你讲的话和圣灵是谁没关系啊。
He tried to explain, but it really has nothing to do to the explanation.
圣灵是神都不会讲吗?
I was worried because he could just easily say, Holy Spirit is God.
那么父也是神, 子也是神, 圣灵也是神。
Just like Father God is God, Son God is Son is God, and Holy Spirit is also God.
那也很大的分别啊。
Yeah, there are very big distinctions.
父是源头,
because Father God is the source of all.
子是显处,
Son God is the manifestation of God.
圣灵是进入,
and the Holy Spirit is the God that we can experience.
圣灵是进入的神, 到我们里面来的,
Holy Spirit is the God that can comes inside of us.
所以圣灵是里面的神,
so he is the God that is inside of us.
圣灵是我们经历的神,
he is the God that we can experience.
圣灵是我们的感觉的神,
he is God that we can feel.
圣灵是我们的得着的神,
Holy Spirit is the God that we can obtain.
圣灵是主观的神,
he is the God that we can experience subjectively.
现在明白了吧?
Do we understand that?
讲到圣灵了。
So this is the Holy Spirit.
保罗讲了三个点。
And Paul talked about 3 points about the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们身上做印记。
First, the Holy Spirit marked on us with a seal.
这要两分钟讲以弗所的背景。
And I have to explain to you a little bit of background about that time.
以弗所都市是工业都市。
Ephesians, the city of Ephesus is an industrial city. They export a lot of logs, woods. And there are many, they have a lot of forests. There are many trees.
他们的工厂都在森林山上面去砍那个木头砍树。
So many factories will go up to the mountain and chop down those trees.
把树砍下来了。
After they chop down those trees,
有一条河一直流到城市里面来。
And there's a river flowing from the mountain into the city.
他们就把树都丢在河里面，河就一直流下来了。
So what they do is they will throw those trees or logs they chop down into the river.
到了下面呢，他们就接收那个树木头啊。
So they will collect those logs at the bottom of the river.
但很多的厂一起砍树啊。
Because there are many factories, so there are many different people.
都丢在河里面，怎么分别呢？
So how can you tell one tree from the other?
就每棵树砍下来。
So after they chop down a tree,
第一件事打上个印记。
The first thing they do is to stamp with a seal on that tree.
保罗讲的印记来源就从以弗所这件事来的。
So that's why Paul used that explanation.
所以树流到那个都市啊。
So when the trees arrive at the bottom of the river into the city,
去收那个木料的人,
all these choppers who went for to collect the trees, they will collect according to the seals.
一点不会乱,
so you will know which trees are yours.
保罗说我们这些人,
so Paul says, we
圣灵在我们身上都打了个印记,
have been marked by the Holy Spirit with a seal.
有一天, 根据印记，就是我们这个人。
And one day will come that God will collect us according to the seal.
明白吧？
You understand the parable now?
圣灵印记重要吧？
It's important for us to have the seal by the Holy Spirit.
印记是说两件事。
And a seal speaks of two things.
第一件事宣告形象。
First is the image.
你打上个印记。
When you are stamped with the seal.
印记和印的本身完全一样的，对不对？
You know that the pattern of the seal will be identical to the seal itself.
差一点不行。
It has to be exactly the same.
这个时候的形象。
So this image is
important. 我们身上一个印记。
So you and I have the seal.
那是个活的印记。
It's a live seal from the God.
那是生命的印记。
It's a seal of life.
打在我们灵魂的深处的，
which has been marked deep down in the bottom of our soul.
我们自己看不见，
we cannot see it.
主都看见，
but God can see it.
这印记活的，
this is a live seal.
它一生在我们生命里面自然的运行，
and will move naturally within us all the days of our lives.
叫我们不知不觉的向主，
and then without us knowing, gradually it will transform us to be more and more like Jesus.
在每一件事上都向主，
and to be more and more like him in everything we do.
这印记的意义哈，
that's the significance of that seal.
印记的第二个意义，
and there's a second significance.
第二意义宣告主权，
is to proclaim his lordship.
印记谁的， 主权是谁的，
whoever has that seal belongs to the owner of the seal.
我们地上的事，有我的印嘛，是我的，对不对？
For example, if we stamp our name on something, then that's ours.
保罗说圣灵为印记，
so he marked us with his own seal.
叫我们像主的形象。
So on one hand, we can be gradually transformed like to be like him.
宣告主的主权。
And on the other hand, to proclaim his ownership over us.
我们有印记的人都是属主的人。
You and I, who have the seal of the Holy Spirit, we belong to the Lord.
我们对自己没有主权。
We have no ownership over ourselves.
我们主权属于主的。
We belong to the Lord.
讲圣灵第二件事了。
This is the second point of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵做抵押品。
And thirdly, is our second thing is our deposit.
将来的荣耀有多大？
The size of the glory in the future.
圣经里面说我们将来的得着的产业有多大？
You know, Bible tries to describe for us the glorious and the riches of inheritance in the future.
大到一个地步，我们很难相信啊。
It is very hard to understand or believe.
我们不免就唱的诗歌，我要明日要与主同往。
Like we just said in the breaking of bread that one day we will reign with him together.
救主教会同奖赏。
And the Lord and the church will receive the reward together.
我们的奖赏和主的奖赏一样大。
Can you imagine we receive the same reward that Christ will receive?
唱这首诗歌的时候，我能相信吗？
While we're singing a song like that, can we believe in our hearts?
大到我很难信了。
It seems to just be too big to believe.
好，圣灵在我们里面做抵押品。
That's why the Holy Spirit came to be the deposit.
摸一摸圣灵在里面。
Because every time you wonder, you doubt, you touch the Holy Spirit with
you. 保证将来的荣耀全是我的。
Again, you are reassured that the glory is indeed real.
明白了吧？
Do you understand that?
这圣灵第二意义。
And that's the second meaning of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵做抵押品。
Is to be our good faith deposit.
第三意义。
The third point.
圣灵是样品。
Holy Spirit is a sample.
将来的荣耀，将来的恩典多大
？Of the futures, a future glory.
圣灵是样品。
We don't know how big the glory will be, but Holy Spirit has come today, so it's like a sample.
今天我们尝到了。
So we can test it.
叫预尝。
It's like we foretaste it.
我诗歌说，既然预尝，你说这个泉源的哈。
We can foretaste the sweetness of this.
预尝赐全预地
that we can foretaste a little bit on earth,
必定长应于天
but we know for sure we will enjoy greatly in heaven one day.
圣灵是样品
Holy Spirit is like the sample of the future glory.
今天商人做广告也做样品哈
just like we see many samples that are advertised by merchants.
我在上海做电车
I rode in the tram in Shanghai.
常常有商人来做样品。
And a lot of times when we're sitting on those electrical trams, people come by to pass out samples.
拿着一箱的油。
Sometimes it's like a small bottle of oil.
夏天上海天很热啊。
It's very hot.
涂了我这个油。
Oh, he said, you know, apply a little oil on your temple.
多凉爽，多舒服。
You will feel very cool right away.
讲完之后啊。
And after he said that,
他到每个人头上去抹一点油。
And he will apply that sample oils on many people's heads.
让你先尝尝味道哈。
So that you can try it out first.
就要买我这个油了。
And if it works, you will buy from me.
他到了我这个面前来，我说你不要抹。
And when he comes to me, I said, don't touch me.
你手摸过这么多人了，不要来摸我。
You just touch so many heads, please don't touch my head.
这个油可以不抹啊。
And it's okay not to have this oil anointing.
圣灵的油必定要抹。
But I must have the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是预尝。
And Holy Spirit has come so that we can have the
joy. 什么是将来的喜乐
？So we will know what a great joy it will be one day.
今天借着圣灵，我们预尝了。
We can foretaste the joy of the Lord through the Holy Spirit.
什么叫将来的能力
？And we can also foretaste the power of the future.
借着圣灵，我们预尝了。
Through the Holy Spirit.
今天我们预尝
，We can foretaste it，
都喜乐的我们受不了。
And just taste a little bit in advance already make us rejoice so greatly。
这个能力太奇妙了。
And also we can experience His power。
将来荣耀有多大
？And the glory of the future is enormous。
圣灵是预尝。
We can taste it in advance now through the Holy Spirit。
保罗把三丰盛圣灵的经历都讲完了。
So Paul explained to us the great experience with the Father God, the Son God, and the Holy Spirit in chapter 1.
今天我也讲完了。
And therefore, I'm done with that too.
大家记得了没有？
Do we remember it now?
和父的关系。
The relationship with the Father. There are three things.
What?
First, He has chosen us.
我们圣洁无瑕疵。
He made us holy and blameless.
He
has given us the sonship.
和子三个关系。
How about the relationship with the Son God?
爱子的血这么救赎。
That through His blood we have redemption.
这位基督那么伟大。
And also He is great.
我们也从他里面得了产业。
And thirdly, that we receive inheritance through Him.
和圣灵三个关系。
And the three relationship with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵做印记。
First, Holy Spirit.Mark a seal on us.
圣灵做抵押品。
Secondly, it's a good faith deposit.
圣灵是样品。
Thirdly, it's the sample of the glory to come.
我们今生要好好追求。
That's why we need to pursue the Lord in this life.
在预尝将来的救恩。
So we can start tasting in advance with the great salvation.